Let's talk about 21st century skills. Joining me is a friend, Debbie Onaroff from Hofstra University. But what we're talking about with 21st century schools is that there's an outreach right now to high school students throughout the United States, to attempt to prepare them for careers in this global, crazy, high-tech knowledge economy that we now live in. Sure, these skills are essential for high school students to learn, but we also believe, and sort of my guess, that they're needed right now in the business world. Many job listings contain these skills, but many business professionals are not aware of what they are. They may even have the skills, but do not know they are something that should be included on a resume. Some of these skills are flexibility, agility, cultural awareness, storytelling, passion, sense of humor, critical thinking, creative problem solving, risk taking, lifelong learning, curiosity, and information and media literacy, just to name a few. So joining me are Debbie Onaroff, the Senior Director of Hofstra University Continue Education, and Francine Fabricant, Career Counselor, Hofstra Continuing Education Instructor, and lead author of Creating Career Success. Welcome, ladies, to Radio Jobline.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Thank you.
Francine, talk to me about 21st century skills.
When we look at the organizations that are successful today, and we look at companies and big companies that are expanding globally and that are hiring in big numbers, we see that they're looking for some different skills. Organizations are looking for all these skills that you just talked about, and they're looking for them from their new recent graduates, as well as from employers, as well as from people who've been working for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The organizations that Debbie, can you
The organizations that are successful mm-hmm. in today's economy, like the Googles and the Apples, mm-hmm. They're looking for employees who have a very wide range of skills. Mm-hmm. And as a matter of fact, many employers say, "I can teach you the skills you need for that particular job."
Right.
But I want to make sure you have a wide range of skills in the higher level cognitive skills, the critical thinking, the creative problem solving,
right.
the risk taking. Now, that's interesting.
Right.
We want you to take risks, not crazy risks where you're going to lose the farm.
Right.
But we want you to take risks because we want you to learn from those risks.
Many of the employers that I deal with, because I'm in a staffing business, they are always telling me the same thing. They want people who are not going to accept the status quo and do things as the way they've always been done. You know, they're looking for a change. They're looking for more efficiency, more creativity, all these other things. And they want this, but you know what's interesting? They don't have the list in front of them that we do. And I think it's great that we're going to share with the listeners what these 21st century skills are.
Well, actually, I have a job listing right here. It's for a museum executive director, and it's I think it's the New England Aviation Museum or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, instead of just listing, you need Microsoft Office, you need this, you need that. These are, okay, you need to be inclusive, effective leader, strategic planner, problem solver, risk taker, passionate spokesperson, collaborator, flexible, sense of humor. And I think the sense of humor, that's going to surprise people. I read an article where a CEO was saying in an interview, I asked the candidate to tell me a joke.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see that they have a sense of humor.
Mm.
As a matter of fact, at Hofstra Continuing Education, we teach a course in comedy improv because it's something that helps you think outside the box and think on your feet and think collaboratively. And
That's a great point. People have always said that, you know, they think I'm funny. And actually, most of my humor is self-deprecating humor. But comedy does help. It loosens up conversations. It can change the way things are going, you know, sort of like it's very, very staid and sort of drab. And then all of a sudden something funny comes up and everybody's smiling and laughing. I always tell people a willingness to smile on an interview is very important.
Yeah.
And not to tell a joke. Let's not give the wrong impression. Telling jokes on an interview, not a good idea.
Unless you're asked to.
Okay. Keep going with that posting.
So that was, and actually the last one was a passion for telling the story of aviation. Mm-hmm. So that storytelling is very important. And as a matter of fact, the storytelling is important even with financials and big data.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can crunch the numbers, but you have to be able to communicate what those numbers mean. Mm. So you have to tell a story about them.
Interesting.
In fact, in the financial industry, people are typically asked to pick stocks as part of a job interview and to not explain the story of how they pick those stocks, not just necessarily to make a great pick.
Right. Do you guys find yourself using these skills yourself since you noticed the list and learned about them, or were you always using them?
Oh, absolutely. You know, what one of the things that we emphasize and that we see coming up in all our research is you have to have a passion for lifelong learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Francine and I both agree on this. We're always learning. We're always looking for new trends. We're always looking for what's coming down the pike. Mm-hmm. We're always looking at the big picture and the connections and, you know, collaborating. So I think that we absolutely use all these skills in what we do. And, you know, I think that lifelong learning doesn't just mean sitting in a classroom taking a continuing education course. There are all these online, they call them MOOCs, the massive open online courses like Coursera.org and edX and Udacity. There are so many different ways to learn, and I think that is something that, again, prospective employers are looking for. And a lot of them say, we don't care how you learned it.
Right.
We just want to know that you learned it. And that you're going to keep learning.
The a lot of people don't realize where I got my talk show abilities from, and very surprisingly, I do not have any background in broadcasting whatsoever. Just absolutely zero, other than the fact that I've been doing it for 30 years. But what's interesting to me is that I learned a different way. I learned through staffing. So if I am working in the and placing administrative assistants, then I'm learning about the various software that they need to use. If I'm placing people in the aerospace business, then I'm learning about program managers, and I'm learning about quality control. And if I'm placing people that are physicists, I'm learning about what they have to know. So all of the knowledge that put me on television all those years and all of the knowledge that's gotten me to the radio program is all about lifelong learning. But instead of getting it from books, I've done it by talking to people and learning everything they know so that I can use everything they know plus everything I know. So I think that's a great way, too, is learning not just from books, but from people and from jobs and from different
experiences
and organizations and so on.
In fact, for many people, if they have a hobby, one of the things that employers are looking for is, you know, what are you doing? What do you bring to the table that's interesting? We talked about sense of humor. You talked about how you've learned from people.
Mm-hmm.
When people have a hobby, they don't always formalize those activities.
Mm-hmm.
So for someone who's a recent graduate or for someone who has some experience but is looking to change a career, if they look at instead what they like to do in their free time and they look at how they formalize those activities, either built connections through the activities that they're part of, taking on leadership roles, those often then translate to really strong job hunting skills and references.
And actually, one of the things we like to tell our students who are in career transition is, you know, if you have some space where you're not working, take online courses and put that on your resume so you can you know, do volunteer work and translate those skills into skills that you would need, you know, for the nonprofit field. So
get involved in a professional association and take on a leadership
role.
Even if it's not a profession you're in yet.
Right. And I'm sure Hofstra is very involved with internships, I would think, in their career services department. In various different sectors of maybe the departments themselves. I mean, internships have gotten so heavy, so important. So, I mean, people that show up with a resume nowadays that have a college degree and I worked at TCBY, I mean, that's just nothing. You know, that's just nothing anymore. You've got to have a lot more.
Yeah. It's real. The experience is very important. But again, you know, the wide range of experience. These are skills, the writing, the communication, the public speaking, the storytelling. These are skills you can take to any job you have, and they will be valued. Actually, the director of our career center at Hofstra likes to talk about a set of T-shaped skills where you have the line going down is the depth of knowledge in whatever your field is, if it's IT or communications or whatever. And then the top bar is the breadth of knowledge with all the different areas, that you're competent in, many of them in these critical thinking and problem-solving skills. Because you can take that anywhere.
You know, the overlap with what you're talking about and what a lot of us preach in this world is knowledge. I mean, when I tell job hunters how to prepare themselves, I tell them, don't just know about the company. Know everything. Know about how it fits into the economy, how this area, how this company fits into that particular sector of the economy. What are its financials? You know, what are its goals? What's its mission? Look at its press releases. So I try to equip people with superior knowledge so that they seem smart. And they, in fact, are smart because they have the brain and the ability to use the information that they've researched. So that's one of mine is superior, not just knowledge, superior knowledge.
I totally agree with you, Scott. You're absolutely right. And I think one of the things we, Francine and I, talk about a lot, and actually Tom Friedman from the New York Times has written about this a lot, is reinvention. You have to, in this economy where the world is just changing on a daily basis, you know, you look at, for example, social media manager. Mm-hmm. That's one of the most common job listings today. Mm-hmm. Didn't exist 5 years ago. You wouldn't have seen that.
That's right.
You know, today, it's all over the place. So you, and I'm sure, you know, I know myself, I come from the marketing background. You know, I had to teach myself social media, mm-hmm. but I had to, you know, look at the trends and see what was coming up and get involved with it at an early stage. And Tom Friedman says you have to keep reinventing yourself. You have to keep looking ahead. And he talks about the job of a journalist. The mm-hmm. job of a journalist is very, very you're not just sitting at a desk, you know, making phone calls and writing. Mm-hmm. You're tweeting, you're posting, you're taking photos, you're shooting video. Mm-hmm. I mean, you are really doing skills that...
And it seems like these social media platforms, there's a new one every week.
Yeah, you know? That's true.
You know, and they're good, mm-hmm. and they're powerful. They yeah. show up when you do the searches, too. They're directly linked to the Google engine, so that they're coming up. I mean, when you put a LinkedIn profile, it comes up immediately.
Yeah.
And it comes up first, no matter what else you have. I mean, it's very powerful stuff,
yeah,
social media.
It is. Yes. And actually, social media skills, we offer a lot of courses in social media, mm-hmm. and we do get a lot of people in career transition. I don't care what job you're getting, you have to know social media.
Right.
And you have to be able to list it on your resume and talk about it knowledgeably at an interview.
And use it for information.
And if one of the things that I say to people as well in an advisory role is that know one thing great. Don't know just a little bit about everything. For example, I'm not much of a Facebook guy. I am a LinkedIn guy. Mm-hmm. And I know more about LinkedIn than almost everyone I talk to. And we even have a contract with LinkedIn where we're able to access everybody on LinkedIn and talk to them about career opportunities and so on. So I'm sort of an expert in that, but I don't know much about Facebook. My wife's on it, and we look around at family stuff. But I don't take it seriously, but I think LinkedIn is the social media tool of the future. And if I was a stockbroker, I'd be buying the stock. So, all right, so talk to me more about continuing ed, and let's get some people to sign up.
Okay. Well, we have hundreds mm-hmm. of courses in everything from, you know, specific areas like a paralegal certificate, personal trainer certificate, a lot of IT courses, web design certificate. We just started a program. Actually, I started this program. I come from the nonprofit field, and I started a certificate program called Not-for-Profit Management in a Changing World, because the not-for-profit world is definitely changing, and you need new skills, social media being just one of them.
Right.
So we have lots of different, very specific skill sets, but we also have a lot of writing courses, business writing, social media, public speaking, confident communications, and a whole bunch of other courses that will help you no matter what field you're in. Mm-hmm.
Debbie, we should give people some way in. So if somebody wants to get involved with Hofstra's continuing education, is there a number, a website, is something we can give them?
Yes, it's ce.hofstra.edu or 516-463-7200.
All right, I'm going to ask you to give that again because now the people are grabbing the pencils. So try it again.
ce.hofstra.edu or 516-463-7200.
Okay. And so 21st century skills have changed a lot compared to, say, 20th century skills. 20th century seems like it's so long ago. What do you see happening in the future? I mean, are we getting this balance that we need? Are we producing the kind of students that the job market in this country needs?
It's so interesting that you ask that because I think that the schools are making a large effort, and it's not just at the school level. Everyone needs to be making this effort.
Mm-hmm.
So what skills people are building is they're building collaborative skills. We're getting, you know, in the schools, we're getting people more involved in projects, and we're doing that at the college, and we're doing that even in CE.
Mm-hmm.
There's interactive programs that are just part of the CE courses. For instance, the web development. Do you talk about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or another class where there's a collaboration that's part of the course?
You're putting me on
spot
here.
Yeah, we don't have time to put her on the spot. We're running out of time.
Yeah.
But I am interested in one thing. Do you think that continuing ed is something that people who are unemployed and looking for a job and also looking to network, is it as great of a source as I think it is for both knowledge and connections?
Absolutely. I think that, again, you know, you can put the courses or the certificate on a resume.
Mm-hmm.
The not-for-profit certificate, for example, mm-hmm. someone took it just during the summer semester and finished the entire 80-hour certificate during the summer.
Wow.
You know, and that is impressive on a resume.
Right.
And we actually, Francine came in and did a career workshop for all the students in the certificate program.
Terrific.
So.
So if you're interested in continuing education, you can't do much better than Hofstra University. We are just about out of time, ladies. I want to thank you both, Francine and Debbie, for being and
joining
me in the air today. Folks, we're here with you every Saturday from 2 to 3 p.m. to talk about your career, your success, your the workplace of Long Island, which is ever-changing, the workplace of the country, and to answer your career questions. You can call me anytime. If you want to talk to me or suggest a segment, write to me at Scott@linewsradio.com, Scott@linewsradio.com. We will talk to you again next Saturday. Happy hunting. Wildflower seed, sandstone.